You are Locked On Sooners, your daily podcast on the Oklahoma Sooners. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Join Locked On NFL Draft hosts Trevor Sikkema and Benjamin Solak for recaps and analysis for the 2021 NFL Draft and a look ahead at next year's future first-round picks. Follow the Locked On NFL Draft podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Thank you for joining me. My name is John Williams. You can follow me on Twitter at John9Williams. You can follow the show at Locked On Sooners on Twitter, Locked On Sooners on Facebook, and also at Locked On Sooners on Instagram. And coming up in today's show, we're going to dig into the Oklahoma Sooners softball team's big win over Wichita State. We're also going to talk about where Oklahoma fell in the 2021 college football power rankings released by ESPN yesterday. And we'll dig in a little bit to the draft picks that the Big 12 sent to the NFL, who led the way in the Big 12. We know who that was. That was OU. But where did the rest of the conference fall? We'll talk about that coming up on Locked On Sooners. But before we get to all of that, let's talk about the Oklahoma women's softball team. Just putting on a show yet again, run ruling Wichita State 14-3 on Tuesday. And it was one of those games that everybody got a little bit of something. They had six extra base hits. They had five doubles, one home run by Grace Green, who entered as a pinch hitter in the fifth inning with the bases loaded and launched her second career grand slam. The Oklahoma Sooners softball team is just rolling 40-1 on the season. And other than that Georgia loss a couple weeks back, they've just been unstoppable, unbeatable. They've been a team that has been rolling every single night that they step onto the diamond. And per Soonersports.tv, this is a fantastic, incredible, amazing stat. So Grace Green's grand slam marked the 115th home run of the season for OU, and that tied the program record for home runs in a season with the 2019 team. That 2019 team did it with 23 more games. So the 2021 softball team tied the program record for home runs in 23 fewer games. That is incredible. It makes me speechless a little bit. I'm at a loss for words that they can hit that many home runs and be that dominant. And they've still got some games to go. And they're going to be able to break that record more than likely and then extend that record. This is a team that is just up and down the lineup, just playing incredible softball. You know, they did give up three runs to Wichita State. But again, exploded for offense again in the fifth inning where they scored eight. They went into that one with a 6-0 lead. And then, you know, in the fifth, again, exploded off the bat of Grace Green with that grand slam, which was her second of her career, which is pretty incredible. Shannon Sale moves to 13-0 on the day, and Oklahoma got its 30th run rule. 30th. They've played 41 games, and they have 30 run rules. Of their 40 wins, 75% of them have come in run rule fashion. There's no other word to describe just how dominant these ladies have been. And yet we get to watch them play again. Coming up this Friday, they'll play Oklahoma State in Bedlam. You can watch that on Big 12 Now or on ESPN Plus. You can also hear it on the Franchise 2 and 1560 AM. And if you're not checking it out, you're missing out, because it's a fantastic team to watch. They are definitely the favorites to win the national championship this year. And at this point, you kind of run out of superlatives for how good this team is. There's really not enough words in the dictionary to describe how good this softball team is and how dominant they've been. Like, dominant doesn't even do this team justice, right? They've been beyond what even dominant means. Like, they're redefining what dominance in softball looks like with the way that they've played in the 2021 season. Now, this coming up weekend, they'll play Oklahoma State May 7th through the 9th. Oklahoma State's ranked 7th and 9th, depending on which poll you look at. but they got Friday evening start at 6 p.m. and they play Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday, or sorry, Saturday at 3 p.m. and then Sunday at 11 a.m. And that'll be the way that they finish the regular season. Can they finish it 43-1? I think they can. I don't see any reason why not. They'll go into the NCAA tournament, the Women's Softball World Series, as the favorite to win the national championship. And at this point, the question has to be asked, who can stop them? And I don't know if there is anybody that can answer that question. Georgia got hot and they were able to knock them off a few weeks ago. But then we saw what Oklahoma did in the bounce back game of that doubleheader just moments after the first one finished. They run ruled Georgia after they lost to the Bulldogs in extra innings. And so I have no reason to believe, and you shouldn't either. The expectations are there that these women should be the favorites to win the national championship. And if they don't, it'll be an upset of galactic proportions. But they're going to, I mean, again, they got a Bedlam series that they have to get through first before they can start looking at the Softball World Series. But again, the sky's the limit. They're setting records in a shortened season and doing it in one of the most dominant performances from any team across any sport that you could even think of. I mean, the only team that really comes to mind, a couple teams really come to mind. You have the 73 win Golden State Warrior team that was just putting up points on everybody, kind of redefining basketball in the NBA. You have the 07 Patriots with Tom Brady and Randy Moss. And then you have these ladies that are just out there embarrassing everybody. Like if you played baseball as a kid, like I did, it was embarrassing to get run ruled, to not even be able to finish a game because you were so far behind in that game. And they've done that to their opponents 75% of the time this season. That's just how dominant they are. And we'll talk more about them as the rest of the season concludes and as we get into the playoffs and the College Softball World Series. And it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. I mean, it's must-see TV at this point. And if you can keep up and watch what's going on, I highly recommend you check it out because these girls are launching bombs. Just week, you know, night in, night out. And what's really impressive to me is they just had the one home run. And they still scored 14 runs. Yes, they had five extra base hits on top of the one home run. But that means they also were scoring using singles, walks, playing small ball as well. They're just a team that can do it in every form and fashion. And so make sure you go check out what's going to happen this weekend in Bedlam between OU and Oklahoma State with this softball team. We'll continue to follow them here on Locked On Sooners. So make sure you are tuned in to check it out. We'll have you covered as the postseason goes along as well. We'll get ready for that. They'll have the Big 12 tournament actually before they have the College World Series. So it'll be another opportunity for Oklahoma softball to put a few more wins on their ledger before heading into the national championship tournament. But coming up next, let's talk about the ESPN power rankings and where Oklahoma sits after the spring games. We'll do that next here on Locked On Sooners. But before we do that, let me talk to you about Blue Nile. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 creative styles of diamond rings designed by the 10 most distinctive designers working today. Rings sure to bring joy into her life. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 female design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful ring, ideal for engagement, Mother's Day, or simply a beautiful conversation piece. They're the perfect way to bring light into her life. They're available now through Mother's Day only. On BlueNile.com, just search the words 10 by 10. This collection features high quality, fine jewelry that will surprise and delight at fairly priced, so you can give her something special and truly meaningful. If you're on the hunt for the perfect, unique ring she'll treasure forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. They won't be around for long, so find them now by searching the words 10 by 10 only at BlueNile.com. And let me also talk to you about our friends over at Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. If you've had protein bars, you know that a lot of them have that gritty protein flavor and texture. Well, Built Bar does not have any of that. They come in more than 18 delicious flavors, and they taste nothing like a protein bar. They taste like a candy bar. They've got flavors like peanut butter brownie, mint brownie, coconut almond, salted caramel, coconut brownie chunk, which has become my personal favorite. It's surpassed the peanut butter brownie, which was the one that I went to every single time that I was going to go get a Built Bar. But you can get a box that's got each of the flavors in, and you can try them out and see which ones you like the best. But you can go to BuiltBar.com right now and use promo code LOCKS15 to get 15% off your next order. So go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code LOCKED15 and get 15% off your next order. And now here on the Locked On Sooners podcast, we're going to talk a little bit about where Oklahoma came in on ESPN's power rankings of the team, or the top 25, basically, of where these teams sit after the spring games. And Oklahoma comes in at number one. Not really that surprising. I mean, they are considered one of the favorites to hoist the national championship trophy next January. But it's a little bit surprising in that we just haven't seen them do it. And we know Nick Saban and Alabama are going to be able to overcome the loss of Mac Jones at quarterback. They've already got a really stellar guy that they're going to be able to replace him with. And so, yes, like, I get Oklahoma being number one in these power rankings. And I mean, we'll be honest, like, power rankings in May mean very little. And top 25 polls that come out in August mean very little. All that matters is what these guys do when they get on the field in September, October, November, December. But we've talked about it a little bit on the show. Oklahoma is going to be a favorite to win the national championship. And a lot of it is due to the fact that they're returning their quarterback. Yes, they're going to have some turnover along the offensive line, but they're replacing it with some really talented players, Wanya Morris in particular. They're getting a guy like Kennedy Brooks back into the backfield. Yeah, the loss of Ronnie Perkins on the edge, it hurts. But with the emergence of Isaiah Thomas and Nick Bonito last year, you can kind of they can help you carry the load and replace Ronnie Perkins' production from last season. But then you also got LaRon Stokes, Perrion Winfrey along the defensive line that's going to help you as well. And so this is a team that is gearing up and ready to contend for a national championship. And a lot of it's gonna hedge on Spencer Rattler and how well he progresses through his first full spring. And if they can avoid any of the hiccups that have kind of plagued them over the last several years, they've got to be able to get by Iowa State, Kansas State early in the season. Because we know, Texas is a challenge every single year. And so you can't afford a slip up against one of those other teams. Iowa State comes in at number six on this list. And so everybody's expecting them to be really, really good again. And they should be. They're bringing back Brock Purdy. They're bringing back Breece Hall. They've got a very talented coach in Matt Campbell. And so it's a matter of, can Oklahoma avoid that early season letdown against a high quality opponent like Iowa State or against Kansas State? They've lost two in a row to Kansas State at this point. Can they beat Kansas State? We've got to see it. Can they win the national championship? Sure, they can win it. Are they one of the best teams in the country in the preseason? It looks like it. But they're going to have to go out and prove it every single week. They've got a target on their back now. The longer the spring goes, the longer the summer goes until they get on the football field, the longer they're going to get to hear about how great they should be, which can always get in your head. And so Lincoln Riley and that coaching staff has got a really important job the rest of the spring and this summer. And that's keeping their guys grounded and making sure that they're not allowing the talk and the noise that's coming from podcasts like this one or the national media or the local media to overinflate their standing on the national scene. Again, we think Oklahoma is going to be good, but Oklahoma is going to be good every year. But are they going to be able to navigate the Big 12 with no losses or at least and win the conference? And then can they get over the hump of the college football playoff semifinal? We don't know. We haven't seen it. They've struggled in those college football playoff semifinal games. That's not to say that they can't win it. But we also have to be careful about already crowning them national champions. Yes, they're contenders, but in my mind, like in boxing, they're the champ until you beat the champ. And that's Alabama. I mean, until somebody goes in and if it's Oklahoma, until Oklahoma is able to go in and knock off an Alabama or an Ohio State or a Clemson in the college football playoff semifinal, we're not going to know if they're for real or not. Because we know that they can win the Big 12. They've won it six times in a row, and they're the favorite to win it for a seventh straight year. We know that they can do that. Now it's just a matter of getting over the top and proving that they can win in the college football playoff. Again, I think they can. I think they've got the talent to do so. I think Spencer Rattler is going to show that he's matured as a quarterback, that he's ready to take his game to the next level and lead this team. I think it's going to help him to avoid some of those early season slip-ups. I don't think we're going to see a benching from him in 2021 like we saw in 2020. But again, they're just going to have to go out there and they're going to have to perform. They have to do it on the field. And unless they do it on the field, we're not going to be talking about a national championship contender. But coming up next, let's dig back into the 2021 NFL draft. Let's recap where the Big 12 landed and how many of these teams sent players to the NFL. We know that Oklahoma led the way with their five draft picks, but who came in behind them? We'll talk about it next here on Locked On Sooners. But first, let me talk to you about BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing. The NBA, the NHL are gearing up for the playoffs, and you can even get in on NFL and NCAA college football future bets, like who's going to win the Super Bowl in the NFL, or who's going to win the 2021 National Championship, who's going to win the Heisman Trophy. You can get in on the action over at BetOnline. You can also get all the latest news, odds, and info for your sporting needs. Before the next pitch, head on over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news. Sign up for bonuses and contest information. So don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their run to the playoffs. Head on over to the website and use our promo code LOCKEDON and get your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. And I also want to talk to you about our friends over at Country Leisure. Country Leisure, located in Moore, Oklahoma, has been in the industry making pools and hot tubs for families for 35 years. Experts in the industry, they can get you set up in a day in most cases. And though they're located in Moore, they can get to you anywhere in the state of Oklahoma. You might be asking yourself, why do I want to get a hot tub? Well, have you been looking for a way to enhance your well-being, reduce body aches, or grow closer to your family? Well, warm water can improve your general physical state, and it acts as a stress reducer and improves your sleep. Country Leisure specializes in above-ground pools, and you might be asking yourself, why an above-ground pool? Well, it's the quickest and the least expensive way into pool ownership. Like I said, they can get you installed in one day in most cases. Are you ready to create your backyard oasis? Are you ready to connect with your family and friends and get them out of the house, get them off the electronics? Well, nothing can get them off the electronics by installing a pool. Reignite your passion for life, own your wellness through hydrotherapy, and enhance your well-being. By contacting the people over at Country Leisure, you can go to countryleisuremfg.com, or you can call or text them at 405-799-7745. Located off of I-35 in Moore, Oklahoma, call or text at 405-799-7745. Country Leisure, just add water. Now let's talk about where the Big 12 landed when it came to draft night, or draft weekend, I should say. But it's the first time that a Power 5 conference has not had a first-round pick since the Big East did it back in 2006, according to CBS. Yeah. That's how long it's been, and the Big 12 didn't produce a first-round draft pick for the first time, or a Power 5 conference didn't do it for the first time in 15 years. At the same time, a quarterback like Trey Lance from North Dakota State, who barely played, went second overall. A quarterback from BYU went third overall. You got a linebacker from Tulsa, Zaven Collins, going to the top 15 or top 20. And so you got to ask yourself, what happened to the Big 12? Well, it happened that OU didn't have a quarterback that was ready to declare. Spencer Rattler will likely be a top 5 to 10 pick in next year's NFL draft. The offensive linemen were not, I guess, highly thought enough to go in the first round. You had Tevin Jenkins from Oklahoma State that was being projected as a first round player, maybe a back half of the first round player. He didn't go until number 39. I mean, we talked about it on this show, how we thought Creed Humphrey was going to be a top or a first round pick. as the best interior offensive lineman in the draft. And he lasted to the end of the second round, going to the Kansas City Chiefs. And so, yeah, just I feel like it was a really disappointing year for the Big 12 to not have a first round representative. But Oklahoma led the way with alongside the Texas Longhorns, each had five apiece. And, you know, it was kind of a smattering. You know, both teams, Oklahoma had guys picked in the second, third, fourth, and then a sixth rounder. While Texas, again, second, third, fifth, and sixth. And then you had Oklahoma State come in with four draft picks, led the way again by Tevin Jenkins. But Chuba Hubbard, Tylan Wallace, guys that going into last season were looking at potentially being first-round picks themselves. Well, Chuba Hubbard kind of had a down year. Tylan Wallace dealt with some injuries that made it difficult for him to improve his draft stock in 2020. And then you go to to TCU, and they had two draft picks. And their highest draft pick was Trevon Moehrig. He went to the Las Vegas Raiders in the second round. Texas Tech had two draft picks. And then you only got one each from Baylor, Iowa State, Kansas State, and West Virginia. Kansas didn't even have a draft pick. And so, again, when teams like Alabama are putting up five, six first-round picks, and you as a conference are only putting together, or you as a team are only putting together five or fewer draft picks throughout the whole draft, I mean, it's disappointing for your team to not have that kind of notch in their belt. Because how big is it for recruiting for Bill Beedenbow and Lincoln Riley that they can say, hey, we had another first round offensive lineman in Creed Humphrey, but they didn't get that. Creed lasted until the end of the second. Or for Alex Grinch in the defense, when they can say, hey, Ronnie Perkins was a first round pick or a top 50 pick, but he wasn't. We talked about it on the show earlier this week that the Big 12 is just kind of losing ground in the fight for relevance amongst the Power Five. When the Pac-12, who is generally considered a worse conference than the Big 12, has more first rounders, has more draft picks than you, then it's a little bit disappointing. It's a bit discouraging. And I think that's a lot of it is just due to where the conference is as a whole. And the rest of the conference really needs to raise their games a little bit. And Oklahoma needs to as well. There's no reason that Oklahoma shouldn't have had a first round pick, especially after Creed Humphrey's pro day. I mean, the dude was doing everything exceptionally well at his pro day, and then he still fell. Some of it is value. Like, teams are going to place a higher value on edge rushers, cornerbacks, wide receivers, offensive tackles, and quarterbacks. Centers aren't necessarily high up on the list, but it's hard to find really good center play. And it's really important to have the interior of your offensive line solidified. And so to me, the only thing that I can think of as to why Oklahoma's guys fell, why a guy like Tevin Jenkins from Oklahoma State, who was being projected as a first round pick, even as an offensive tackle, he didn't go until the 39th pick of this, the overall, the seventh pick of the second round, when even he can't sneak into the back end of the first round as an offensive tackle, or Sam Cosmi, who another highly regarded offensive tackle, he was at Texas, when he can't sneak into the back end of the first round, it just makes you wonder, does the NFL respect the Big 12? Yes, Oklahoma has had, quarterbacks going in, first overall. You had CeeDee Lamb, Marquise Brown as first round draft picks. But it seems like this year, and we've even seen offensive linemen, dip a little bit in the Big 12. We've seen edge rushers dip a little bit. And so, yeah, it's fascinating. And, you know, it could all course correct next year when there's a full combine and these guys are able to go through their full pro days. Maybe we'll see, you know, Perrion Winfrey and Nick Bonito kind of change course on that a little bit. But I feel like the Big 12 should have had at least one first round pick, and to not have any is just shocking to me, because Trevon Moehrig was another guy that was being projected as a, you know, a first round pick in the 20s and 30s, but he didn't even go. And so, yeah, just really, really weird. When you're getting compared to the Big East in anything, it's not great. I mean, the Big East is dead for a reason. And aside from like Virginia Tech, Boston College, and Miami in the early 2000s, you don't really have a whole lot going for you if you're the Big East, or except for basketball. But there's a reason that conference doesn't exist anymore. Oklahoma finished fifth amongst the Power Five conferences in draft picks and barely beat out the American Athletic Conference. Oklahoma had 22 draft picks. The American had 19. And again, you finished behind the Pac-12. But you don't want to finish behind the Pac-12 in football in anything. And so the Big 12 has some soul searching to do. Oklahoma has some soul searching to do. Are they going to continue to just be content with winning the Big 12 and getting into the college football playoff and maybe having enough guys be draft picks? Now, things could change because the Alex Grinch defense is going to be a lot better. They're going to have a lot more guys that are more NFL prototypes, especially at cornerback, safety, linebacker, along the defensive line. So it'll be interesting to see. You know, maybe this is just a one-year aberration. Hopefully it is, because, you know, these coaches, they like to use these draft slots, these draft situations as recruiting tools, as recruiting chips. So again, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out for the 2022 NFL draft. I mean, already you're seeing guys like, you know, Spencer Rattler and Nick Bonito and Perrion Winfrey be highly regarded. So things could change. I mean, Oklahoma could have three first round picks. And if Wanye Morris has the season that everybody's hoping he's going to have, he could thrust his name into that conversation as well. So it'll be fascinating to watch. Who knows how it's going to play out. I think they've got a lot of talent on this team that should show up in the weekend of the draft, but we'll see. But that's going to do it for today's episode of the Locked On Sooners podcast. Again, make sure you are subscribed wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on Twitter at John9Williams or at Locked On Sooners. On Facebook, Locked On Sooners podcast. Make sure you share the show with your friends and put it out there. If you like what you're hearing, make sure you leave us a review. If you have questions that you'd like to answer on the show, you know, shoot us an email at Locked On Sooners on Twitter, or at Gmail, lockedonsooners@gmail.com. Hit us up there. Again, I'll catch you tomorrow. We'll talk more about what's going on in the other Oklahoma athletics world. Some basketball news, baseball news going on as well. And we'll continue to get you ready for Bedlam this weekend with Oklahoma softball, looking to extend their record to 41, 42, and 43-1. As they prepare for the Big 12 tournament and the NCAA tournament. So we will see you tomorrow, Boomer Sooner. And get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.